Glad to call your attention to Psalm 130. It will be our new psalm of the month. Remind you that I've chosen psalms this year that are going along with the theme, Keep in Step with the Spirit. And I'll point out that the Spirit is not mentioned in Psalm 130, but the works of the Spirit are. So I want you to hear this in light of the greater body of Scripture and recognize the work of the Holy Spirit in it. Listen as I read Psalm 130. As I get there. Psalm 130, a song of ascents. Out of the depths I cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in your word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. I said I wanted you to hear and think of Psalm 130 in light of what the rest of Scripture says about the work of the Spirit. I'll call attention especially to what Paul says in Romans 8. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. In this psalm, there is a crying out to the Lord, much like Paul describes in Romans chapter 8. The psalmist describes it as crying out to the Lord out of the depths, out of the deeps of the ocean. And I want you to imagine that you are out in the midst of the ocean, that there is no aircraft carrier around to rescue you. There's no ground underneath your feet, and the waves are crashing over you so that you're about to drown. And you struggle trying to gasp for breath. You can't even call out for help because as you open up your mouth, the wave goes in and silences you. That's the desperation that's being described here of crying out of the depths of the ocean, asking God for help. And the help that is being asked for, especially in this passage, is for the forgiveness of sins. And you can see that as the psalmist says, Lord, if you were to keep a record of my wrongs, if you were to count up my sins, who could stand in your presence? Well, no one could. And that's where the source of desperation comes. That's where the cry comes, O Lord, help me, forgive my sins. So we cry out in such a way that does feel sometimes like desperation. Maybe the desperation that you have felt before coming to know Christ, where you felt like there was no way out. It might still be the desperate cry of a believer that still finds sin in their life. And like Paul in Romans 7 says, look at what I do. I do what I hate. Who will deliver me from this body of death? Wretched man that I am. I wonder if Paul was thinking about Psalm 130 at this point, this desperate cry, and the help of the Spirit that's given to us to make that desperate cry. But then at the heart of Psalm 130, the Lord gives a resounding declaration in verse 4. You, Lord, should mark iniquities. Who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared. There is forgiveness with you. The Holy Spirit declares that to you. It confirms that to you. It assures that to you. It assures you that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And as Psalm 130 says, this produces faith and hope. The psalmist expresses it in two ways, a waiting upon the Lord and the hope that comes from that. The waiting is put in a very poetic way. My soul waits for the Lord, even as those watchmen on the walls waiting for morning, longing for that to come. So I wait on the Lord. This waiting is an act of faith. You underline that in your mind, underline it and understand that it is not passive, but it is going to the promises of God, following the leading of the Spirit to hear what the Lord says about your forgiveness. So it is that we receive and rest in Jesus Christ for our redemption. And it's the Spirit of God that helps you to do that, calling to mind the promises, directing your attention to who you are in Jesus Christ. You can wait upon him. And this gives abundant hope, doesn't it? Which is where the psalmist concludes, our hope is in the Lord. God's word and his Spirit assures you that your sins are indeed forgiven. And while you may cry out in desperation and ask God to assure once again that your sins are forgiven, remember that you can wait upon him, that you can hope on him because of that that declaration that there is forgiveness with the Lord. The Spirit will walk with you. You will walk with the Spirit to know this and to be assured of these things. We'll be singing this throughout the month, and I hope you'll keep that in mind. Think of the work of the Spirit to remind you that as you cry out, the Spirit reminds you that there is forgiveness in Jesus Christ. We'll turn and sing Psalm 130, and we'll use selection A. Glad to invite you to stand to sing.